Welcome to this week's Aspire Business audio blog. The end is near. Four tasks to complete now. Every year, the holiday season tends to start a little earlier. And though it's getting spread over a longer period of time, the month of December still seems to stretch our schedules and available hours more than ever. For business owners, this can be an especially busy time of the year. If your business is seasonal, and December is a busy season, it can be overwhelming. Relax. Help is on the way. Besides taking some deep breaths, here are four relatively easy tasks every business owner can complete before the end of the year. First, meet with your accountant. Even if you think everything is in order, have a meeting to review the year. Are there any time-sensitive forms that need to be filed? Do you have any items on your account that need to be written off before the end of the year? Are there any purchases or other expenses that need to be dated before December 31st? Review your financials. Make sure you understand the financial condition of your business. Not all accountants are proactive. It's your business. Take ownership in this aspect of it. Review business policies and procedures. If you have a management team, get them involved. What's working in their departments? What isn't? Challenge them to define and identify weak links in their own areas. Oftentimes, employees, including management, keep repeating the same mistakes when a minor change could result in a significant improvement. When is the last time you had a professional review your HR manual? If it hasn't been looked at in the last 2 years, it's way overdue for an update. Number 3, business insurance. The world is changing and business is changing. Your business policy may not be up for renewal on December 31st, but now's a great time to have your business insurance agent review your policy and make sure you aren't unknowingly putting your company at risk. Also, seeking a second opinion on your coverages can be invaluable. Do you do e-commerce? Are you protected if someone feels they were wrongfully terminated? Are your limits of protection where they should be? Are you sure? A good agent will not charge you a dime to review your coverages. Pick up the phone and schedule a review. And finally, thank your employees and your customers. One would think this is a no-brainer of the list, but reaching out to your customers this time of the year and saying thanks should be part of every business year-end protocol. And often it isn't. Do all your customers get some kind of acknowledgement at the end of the year? It doesn't have to be a personal meeting or a phone call, though it's highly suggested with your larger accounts, but some form of thank you is in order. For your employees and your support team, whether or not you have a formal Christmas party or other holiday event isn't the issue. Most importantly, is just letting them know you appreciated their contributions throughout the year. You might be surprised how much direct eye contact combined with a sincere thank you and handshake means to the people on your front line. The last month of the year is usually a blur, but it is also a critical time of the year to get some sensitive tasks completed. Now, depending on your company, there certainly could be other additional tasks that are not listed above, but these are ones that are applicable for all business owners, even yours. If you have any additional suggestions that should be added to this year-end list, please feel free to share them. We always appreciate any comments and feedback. I'm Chris Steinlogge with Aspire Business Development, and thanks for listening.